Hey, this is Maya, and you're listening to The Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Hello and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Playing a little of that Willie Hutch for our special guest today, my guy, Michael Rapaport, will join us on the show today. He always likes playing that Willie Hutch. This is going to be an abbreviated version of the Brad Gilmore Show. I am coming off of Summer Champions 5, live on pay-per-view, Fight TV, Reality Wrestling, me and Booker T, we laid it down. It was an incredible night of just, you know, such great action, and it gives me, I don't know, so much, like, I was proud last night, you know, and I don't know if I've ever left one of the shows proud. You know, I've left the shows happy, I've left the shows, you know, excited. I don't know if I've ever left proud. And I was proud because Kevin Bernhardt, the director, Booker, myself, the entire crew of guys and girls over there, we put everything into it, man. I was sweating my ass off the other night until, you know, late hours of the night, thinking of stories, writing out concepts, you know, reviewing stuff, watching old episodes, trying to get my facts right. Kevin and I were on the phone every day trying to figure out this technical issue, that technical issue. How are we going to do this? And Booker being in there putting up, you know, putting diamond plating himself on staging. We're painting stuff. We're coming up with concepts of how matches are going to finish. And, you know, for it to be our first live event, and it went off without a hitch. It could be beginner's luck. It could not be. But it was really crazy. It was really crazy we were able to pull it off. And I think that, you know, I want to shout out to, you know, Rex Andrews, the new Reality Wrestling champion, the industry, Mick Drake and Devin Devine, the new Reality Wrestling tag team champions, Van Harrison, the new television champion, Hai Yun, who's retained her championship. You know, I think she's the only... Well, I guess technically Mysterious Q took back the Texas championship, so she was the only champion at Summer Champions to successfully defend her title. But Summer Champions is still available. You can go buy it. You can watch the replay on Fight TV. Only $10. Come on. It's only $10. Only 10. It's not a bad deal. So anyway, we got Michael Rapaport on the show. This is a interview that Booker T and I did with him for Heated Conversations, but we talked a lot of basketball, which is why I wanted to include it on this episode of the show. I'm about to hit the road. The lady and I are going to Portland for 7 or 5 days for pretty much the whole week on a little vacation. So I said, let me drop a little Rapaport on you. Let me do a little podcast before I come back. But I've been planning a lot of big guests. A lot of big guests are coming on the podcast coming up soon, so I have them together. And shout out to Brian Ward on the new art. We're coming back. The Brad Gilmore Show is back. I'm not missing a week ever. Never. So I'm going to Portland, and I was going to reach out to Roosh Williams before I got on a plane so we could talk basketball, talk Carmelo, but he actually, ironically, is in Portland, Oregon as well, but he leaves when I get there, so we couldn't even do it there. So, Roosh Willie, we'll be back on the show here over the next couple weeks, guys. Sorry, I'm still feeling the effects of last night, still coming off of it. My voice isn't all the way back yet, but, God, it was such a great show. I encourage you to watch Summer Champions 5. If you didn't watch it live, go back and watch it. It was such a great show. But let me talk about Carmelo for a second. I'm excited that Carmelo Anthony has joined the Houston Rockets. I said that Carmelo Anthony was going to join the Houston Rockets, and Carmelo, for $2.5 million, is a steal, an absolute steal, and I'm sure that Chris Paul is a happy man, James Harden's a happy man, and you know what? With the system that D'Antoni has now and the pieces and players we have around him, I think Carmelo Anthony is more of a replacement for a guy like Ryan Anderson more than he's a replacement for a Trevor Ariza, or Luke Bamute, who Luke Bamute didn't even play in the playoffs. I don't know. I don't understand how we're saying this guy was so instrumental when we didn't even put him on the floor. You know, he wasn't even there. I say put him. I know he was hurt. He wasn't even on the floor for that Golden State series, and we took him to Game 7 with a horrendous three-point stretch, bad officiating, second-best player on the team down with the injury, and we still were within single digits. I think we're going to be okay. I feel it, man. This is our year. This is our year, brother. I feel it coming round the mountain. So I think that us finally getting Carmelo, I'm going to be interested to see how they use him. I'm going to be interested to see if he comes off the bench or if he starts. I think he starts. I think you start Carmelo Anthony and then have him lead the second unit. I think that's a great thing that we could pull off, you know. So we talked to Michael Rapport about all of this. We talk about Carmelo Anthony. We talk about who's the GOAT. We talk about LeBron. We talk about it all. And the last time Michael Rapport was in Houston, I'm just going to say he was a hero. And they're talking statues. Congressional Medal of Freedom. So I'm not going to waste any time. Let me turn up that Willie Hutch. Let's bring on Michael Rapport. It's a short Brad Gilmore show this week. But I'm going to be back next week. Another big guest. Some interesting interviews. Some interesting topics we're going to cover. I just decided the Brad Gilmore show is going to be about what I want it to be about. What I'm interested in. The people I want to talk to. No format. No particular subject matter or area of interest. It's all. I want to talk to them all. So without further ado, here's Booker T, myself, and Michael Rapaport on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Welcome back to Heat Conversations right here on Sports Radio 60. And I told you guys I had a special guest. He's controversial. He's very controversial. Michael Rapaport in the house tonight. Heat Conversation. What's going on, Michael?
I'm good. How you doing, man? Everything's good with me. I'm enjoying the summer. I'm looking forward to coming back to Houston on the 25th to perform live, and I'm glad to be back on the show, my friend.
Yeah, man, last time you was in Houston, you left and you became a hero or something. I was reading, you stopped somebody on the flight. What was it? Talk to me about that, from, you know, opening the door.
I was actually on the flight from Houston to Los Angeles, and a guy went up to the door on the plane, and he was pulling at the door. And, you know, when you see somebody doing that, you just, it's like surreal. You don't imagine you would see somebody doing that. And I was the first one who got to him, and I was like, what, you know, I was excited and, you know, screaming and cursing. I was like, well, you know, what are you doing? And then, you know, pushed him away from the door. He went back to the door. I pushed him away from the door again. And then the flight attendants got up there, and some of the other, ball players that we were there for, the big three, got to him. And, you know, and now they're calling me an international hero. So I appreciate when you
they're talking statues. You know, exactly.
They're talking statues. They're talking medals and all that stuff. So it was a scary incident. It was quick. It was fast. But it was definitely a real situation.
Do you feel like a hero?
Yes. And I'm not the reluctant. I'm not the reluctant, shy, humble type of hero. I'm the type of hero that brags and boasts about his own.
Like Iron Man.
Yes.
Give me my credit.
He's like Iron Man. Right. I am Iron Man. I love it, man. I love it. You do know that those doors are pressurized. He wouldn't have been able to open it. You do know that.
Yeah, no, I know. But when you're seeing it happen, you know, you don't think that way. Like, you just, like, you react.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? How you feeling lately, man? What's going on in your life right now?
Everything is good. Everything is good. Everything is mellow with me. Taking it easy. Been busy this summer. You know, we got this little tour, so we've been traveling a lot. Doing the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast live. But other than that, I've just been taking it easy.
So when people go here, it's Warehouse Live next Saturday, the 18th. Tickets are available at warehouselive.com. When people go to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast Live, what's the live venue like? Like, what's the vibe like? Are you bringing G Moody with you? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, it's me and G Moody, and we're gonna have a couple of special guests when we come to Houston. We got Paul Wall, We might have a couple other people coming up there, but it, you know, it's G, me and G Moody, and you know, we do the podcast. We've been doing the podcast for 3.5 years. It's a trash talking extravaganza. We talk about everything and anything under the sun, from sports, politics, to, you know, what the flight was like on the way out to Houston. And it's just a, you know, like I said, I call it a trash talking extravaganza. So it's going to be fun. Talk to the audience. You know, they always have a lot of questions, and I try to give them good answers, you know, about whatever. And it's just a lot of fun. I love doing it. I love the interaction with the fans. I love the meet and greets with the fans afterwards.
Boom. Hey, man, you're real vocal about Trump, man. I mean, you're like one of the most vocal, people in America, you know, about no, seriously, about Trump. You voice your opinion. You speak, you know, on every issue that you feel like you need to speak on. I definitely respect that, man. Why don't you think it's more people like you out there speaking up, you know, the way you do?
You know, for me, I think the reason why a lot of people don't speak up is because it's scary, you know, the backlash and the criticism and people losing their jobs and, you know, sort of being ostracized from families and, you know, and there's like a stigma on it both ways. Whether you're for Trump, there's a stigma on it. Whether you're against Trump, there's a stigma on it. Me personally, I just get so frustrated by it's the divisiveness. Whether or not the economy's doing well and taxes and all that stuff, you know, I'm fortunate enough where those things don't affect me either way. I'd be happy to give, you know, my money back to something else if the divisiveness is going to be the thing when he's gone from being president. Whether you supported him or didn't support him, we're going to have to be the ones collectively that clean up the mess. And so, you know, for me speaking up about it, I just don't see how you can't. But I understand now why some people wouldn't. You know, some people just don't like to make noise and you know, have things that they can lose. And I get all that and I respect all that. But me, I just can't not say anything. I just, because I can't believe his behavior. And again, you know, the economy and taxes and all those stuff, that stuff is not impressive to me. Because of the divisiveness of that he's caused, it's just too much to stand by and not say anything.
Hey, man, how much do you think the Democrats have been? You know, I mean, how much blame do they get for Trump being in office?
They get a bunch of blame. The Democrats, you know, I supported Hillary Clinton, but you know, everybody could admit that she didn't run the best campaign. People I think took it for granted. I think people took the results for granted and assumed, well, there's no way this guy's gonna win. And he, you know, you could say what you want to say about him, but he ran a brilliant campaign and he fought a brilliant fight, and every move he made was calculated and it worked. So you know, hopefully it's a wake-up call for people to, number one, you have to vote, because if you're not voting, don't say anything, don't complain. And number two, you know, we have to just be a little bit more aware of you know, something that I was never into politics at all. I mean, ignorant and just not paid attention to it. I'm not Mr. Politician. I'm not Mr. Politics. I'm not, you know, some sort of, you know, very well informed person. I'm one of those people that took it for granted myself. So I think, you know, we all have to take responsibility and going forward, you know, the most important thing, forget all the marches and rallies, going forward, the most important thing is you have to vote, period. And then after that, you know, you could do all that other stuff, but all that hollering, tweeting, screaming and yelling. If you're not voting, you shouldn't be allowed to go to any protests. You shouldn't be allowed to tweet and complain.
Hey, we're talking politics right now with Michael Rappaport. And you know, my thing is, you know, I said, and I watched Hillary Clinton, man, you know, and you know, I always wondered, you know, I was like, man, you know what I mean? I don't know about that, man. 50,000 emails, you know what I mean? I mean, come on, you know. And then, you know, the Bernie Sanders, you know, stuff came out as far as, you know, how they literally just threw Bernie under the bus. You know, I thought Bernie was the people's candidate. You know, I thought Bernie had a chance of winning. But I think the Democrats actually shut Bernie Sanders down as well.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
How corrupt do you think Hillary Clinton is or was? I mean, we got to talk about it. Because my thing is, after I saw the emails and, you know, the stuff with Bernie, I'm like, man, come on, Hillary. I mean, come on. I'm trying to help you here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, she wasn't clean but that's not why she lost, you know. Like I said, I can't really sit here and talk informative about politics. I'm just not that well informed. I think, you know, going to the Bernie and the Hillary after Bernie lost, you know, a lot of people didn't vote for Hillary. It's just a mess and of a bunch of I think a lot of people learned a lesson from it. So I mean, it's crazy.
Definitely.
We know, Michael, to switch gears a little bit, I know you're a New York Knicks guy, right? And I think now the Knicks and the Rockets are interconnected now, right? Mike D'Antoni coached the Knicks. Now he coaches the Rockets. Carmelo Anthony was y'all's star for the Knicks. Now he's coming to the Rockets. How do you see Carmelo working out for us at the Rockets? Because I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think you should be excited about Carmelo coming to the Rockets. Obviously, you guys pushed him to the limits last year. CP was injured. You got most of your guys back. It's a learning curve, you know, to get over the hump. I think Carmelo specifically, if he accepts the fact that he's not the focal point, and he uses his skill set sparingly, and goes to average, you know, 16 points a game. At times he'll explode, he'll have big nights. But I think that if he is there to understand that it's a collective, you can't stop the ball and all the things that he's done in the past, I think he's going to be a big help. And Houston is obviously a major problem in the West, which continues to improve across the board with LeBron and Utah and, you know, OKC. They're going to be hungry. And the obvious, the Lakers and Golden State. I mean, the West is packed, but Houston is, they're going to be a major issue.
How you think those Knicks are going to do, though? I mean, seems like next year that y'all might get Kyrie, y'all might get Jimmy Butler. There's rumors out there.
I mean, listen, this year we're not doing anything spectacular. We got a new coach who I really like, Fizdale. Obviously, Porzingis injury, that's a big, you know, big situation, and hopefully he'll be able to play some next year. But I think that if we're able to have a season without any incidents, we're in a good position for the following summer, next summer, to get Kyrie or Butler or Kawhi. Who the hell knows? You know, so many different things are going to change a year from now in basketball. But I really like Fizdale. I like this kid Knox. Obviously Porzingis is a star if he can remain healthy.
You know, we're talking basketball now. You know,
we're switching gears.
I mean, diverse. That's what this show is about, diversity.
Well, you know, Michael Rappaport, he's a diverse entertainer.
No, serious, man.
Author, podcaster, actor.
So let me ask you a question. How do you think LeBron is going to fare in L.A., you know, the first year? You know, because, you know, right now LeBron's saying, you know, people talking about, you know, this is a building, you know, thing. But he's saying right now, man, we finna make moves, money moves right now. What do you think about it?
I 100% agree with him. You can't bet against him. That team with the young talent, Kuzma and Lonzo and the rest of the people around them, and that they picked up with Rondo, even guys like JaVale and Lance Stephenson, the Lakers are going to be a major league issue. He's never going to make things easy for anybody, LeBron. I think the Lakers, the Rockets, Utah, and of course Golden State are going to be the top four teams in the West. And you know, obviously without barring injury, but when LeBron James is on your team, I don't care if it's the Orlando Magic or the Brooklyn Nets, you have a chance to go very far. And that Los Angeles Lakers team has a bunch of good pieces around him. I don't think it's a rebuilding year either.
I got a minute 23 seconds before we got to take a break. I got, you know, and me and Brad, we always debating on this show as far as, you know, what LeBron has had to work with and how far he's come as far as his career goes against Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan did so much, you know, in his time as well, you know. And I say, you know, there is an argument as far as who is the greatest player of all time. You know, Brad, of course, you know, he's a Michael Jordan fan.
Absolutely.
He's one of those forever.
The GOAT.
Yeah, exactly. What's your opinion on that right there?
I mean, listen, if I think Michael Jordan is the best. He's the best winner. You know, it was a different era. The league was different. You couldn't move around. LeBron, if he's not number one, he's number two or number three. You know, at the end of the day, it's a team sport. As much as I can't stand LeBron, I respect the crap out of him. I mean, his performance in the playoffs alone last year in his 15th season was ridiculous. Arguably, you know, one of the best performances ever by anybody. So, you know, I try not to get caught up in the argument of who's better, you know, because you could say Kareem, Magic, and Bird. There's so many great players, but if you know, individually, LeBron is stupid good, and he's only getting better. But I still think Jordan's career, you know, is the best because of the six for six in the championships.
Well, you got to hear about all that and more, I'm sure, at the Michael Rapaport, I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast Live at Warehouse Live, Saturday, August the 18th, $28 for tickets. And you're going to get a lot of Michael Rapaport for $28, guaranteed. WarehouseLive.com for tickets.
Hey, man, I want to thank you for coming on, giving me some time, man, and sharing your thoughts.
I appreciate you guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys out in Houston, and I appreciate the time on the show.
Boom, there it is. Hey, guys, Heat the Conversation, Sports Radio 610. Back in a minute. We got a whole lot more for you. Stick around.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?